Learn the truth. Some people like to play pick and mix with the words of Scripture, a teaching or doctrine that tallies with experience or understanding is accepted. But one that is hard to comprehend or just plain illogical is often simply shelved. If the truth is not believed, then the truth is dismissed. Jesus claimed to be the bread of life, and all who eat of him will live. But this truth was a difficult statement for many of his followers to accept. And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" In our fuller illumination by the Spirit of truth, we understand the words of Christ. But to his disciples, this teaching of Jesus was shocking, disgusting, horrifying. And so many left him because they could not accept the truth of his word. Throughout Christendom, there are many good men that clip and cut the word. Frequently, it's a bias learned in a doctrinal institution or a church denomination. Sometimes it's a prejudice that has been adopted through a twisted system of belief. Often it's a distortion developed in early life through the actions or attitudes of others. Oft times it's the result of not rightly dividing the word of truth. For example, mingling together God's dealings with the church and Israel. Does this affect the eternal security of the true believer? No. Does it affect their standing in Christ or their position in him? No. Does it alter the love and acceptance that the Father has for them? No. But ignoring a vital truth can affect an individual's spiritual development. Distorting scriptural truth erects a false doctrine which has serious consequences. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." But what exactly does this mean? Well, it means that Jesus himself is the way and the truth and the life. Pretty basic analysis, you say. Even I can get a hold of those words. But have you really thought through and meditated on these words of Christ? Have you really understood and applied what these words of Christ mean to you? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. It means that anything that conflicts with the word of God is a lie. It means that all that Scripture states is the truth. And we should discard everything that conflicts with the word of God. If even part of your understanding conflicts with the truth of God's word, you need to ask yourself who has got it wrong, the word of God or me? If you ever feel that God has failed you, deserted you, or let you down, you need to see if this is the truth contained in Scripture. If you have ever thought God has preference for others before you, you need to check what Scripture says on this matter. If your thoughts conflict with the truth of Scripture, you need to think again. Austin Sparks puts it this way. He says it's like this. You and I are going to face God sometime. We are going to come face to face with God, literally, in eternity. And then the question is going to arise. Has God at any point failed us? Shall we be able on any detail to say, "Lord, you failed me. You were not true to your word." Oh, such a position is unthinkable. That ever any being should be able to lay a charge like that at God's door, to have any question as to God's truth, reality, faithfulness. The Holy Spirit has been sent as the Spirit of truth to guide us into all truth, so that there shall be no shadow whatever between God and ourselves as to his absolute faithfulness, his truth to himself, and to all his word. The Holy Spirit has come for that. If that is true, then the Holy Spirit will deal with all disciples in the school of Christ to undercut everything that is not true, that is not genuine, to make every such disciple to stand upon a foundation which can abide before God in the day of his absolute and utter vindication. Some people do play pick and mix with Scripture to resolve life's experiences, and throughout Christendom, many good men clip and cut the Word of God. It may be due to bitter experience a man has undergone through a lifetime of sorrow. It may be due to a bias learned in a doctrinal institution or church denomination. It may be a prejudice that has been adopted through a system of belief. It may be distortions developed in early life through the actions or attitudes of others. It may be the result of just not rightly dividing the word of truth. Truth can be hard to comprehend. Truth can also be just plain illogical and then shelved or dismissed. But it is vital that we learn the truth contained in Scripture. If there is any conflict with the word of truth in your life or mine, we would do well to accept every truth that is written in Holy Writ, and then to apply it to our lives, even when it seems to scream the opposite. We need to become as little trusting children, dependent for everything on him. We need to be prepared to shelve our biases, built up over a lifetime in Christendom, and really and truthfully see, accept, and apply what Scripture says. This is never done by chasing after a man or a ministry, for there is bias in all. But just like the Bereans, we should search the Scriptures to discover what they really say. Jesus said, "I am the truth."